Hey, salutations.
Salutations, everyone.
Salutations, all. I really hope that you're liking our new intro music, something we've been working on, something Bae's been working on, King's been working on.
Both of us. We've been working hard, making sure we pump out awesome.
Yes.
Awesome content. And you already know this is QKJJ.
Yes.
Podcast giving you. Like we said before, awesome content.
Yes. And I'm Queen Jam.
King Jerry. And we want to start off by saying, how was your week?
Exactly. How was your week, babe? What'd you do this week?
This week, let me go back, stroll back. We had opportunity to revamp or reintroduce ourselves into a terrible incident that happened that involved a bike company. But you know, we were able to get that together, mm-hmm. and try it again, and that was the amazing part, being able to, you know, take that one moment and switch it and turn it around and exactly. make the best out of that opportunity.
Exactly. That was something that we had to work hard for. So if you all haven't already caught the hint or picked up, is it pick up what he was putting down? Yeah, yes. He didn't pick up what he was putting down. Then you know that we received our bikes. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty happy because yours came a day early and mine came 2-3 days early.
Right.
Mine was supposed to come like today, actually. And it came on Thursday? Was that Thursday or Friday? That was Friday. It came on Friday, yep, because we put it together and I had the call.
Yeah.
Yes, so I was too excited when that happened. We were able to go out on Saturday, get a nice bike ride in. It was nice and beautiful outside. It was hot.
Right. A little steamy.
Mm-hmm. A little hot, but we were able to go out, ride our bikes, got very far without any mishaps or anything. And yeah, it was beautiful. The way it's supposed to be when you order a bike, receive it, assemble it yourself at home, and then take it out for a bike ride.
Mm-hmm.
Just the exact way it's supposed to be. And I'm also still getting birthday gifts, so that's exciting as well. There's right. nothing better than a late birthday gift. And I received something today, and I was so excited because this year, probably the best birthday gifts ever I received, because a lot of them incorporated into my life so well and was just such a perfect addition to help me progress already in what I'm doing. So definitely going to be an addition that I'm using towards bettering myself. And the noise that you hear is me opening some kombucha.
Right.
We're about to drink some Health Aid kombucha. This is the original flavor that we're trying. And like I've said before in some of our episodes, if you've never tried kombucha, definitely give it a try. You have to try it from a couple of different sources. Because the first time I tried kombucha, I was like, like, what is that? But the next time I tried it, it was amazing. And I live by it now. This is far better than wine, I feel.
but that's the good part. As you mentioned, first time, you didn't like it. You had to get used to that. And that's a lot of things that we have to deal with. And like, you're going to have to get used to some things. You're going to have to get used to them. But especially when it comes to something that's a healthier alternative, something that you're going to do anyway, mm-hmm. it's easier for you to wind down with without going towards that next step and grabbing a glass of wine. And if that's your choice, that's your choice. But at the end of the day, what are you really thinking about? Are you thinking about yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yourself and your health.
And your health.
This is cold pressed juice. It's real food. And it's actually the first time I was drinking it, I was like, why do I feel like lightheaded? Like, I was trying to figure that out. And then I read the bottle and saw that it was mostly fermented fruit. And we all know I'm not going to say we all know, but how they make alcohol pretty much is using fermented fruit. Fruit and fruit juices, a lot of sugar. And yeah, you got yourself some wine.
Go for it.
Because here, you can have some. And we were actually, because remember that time we went to that, we found that little niche that had not a little niche, it was like a little store that taught you how to make your own wine.
Yes.
And yes. We signed, and this was when we were living in a small town, so we were able to call to the location, set up a time to make our own wine, and we were the only ones in the class. So it was very personal. It was very personal. We got to sit there, and he showed us all the different tools that we needed.
Yeah, it was actually a couple. It was
It was another couple. So they were teaching us how to make the wine and how much sugar to put in, all the different measurements that you have to take and the different containers that you need to put it in. He had all of the different kits that you could buy, mm-hmm. and you can make your own alcohol at home. Like, I was too excited once I saw how easy it was, because people make it seem as though you need these huge, like, distilleries and breweries and all, nope. You know. But, no.
Total opposite.
Exactly. Total opposite. I was too excited. But, and with their class, you can make some wine and they'll store it for you, and then they'll give you a bottle to take home. They didn't have any, well, we were about to move that same week. So they were like, well, if you weren't moving, we would have stored your bottle here. And then within a month or two, you come back and pick it up. And then you have your freshly made batch of wine. But we were about to move. So they decided to pretty much just shower us with different wine. Like, we were tasting so much wine. And mind you, you all, this was probably about at like 10 a.m., okay? The class we went to was like at 10 a.m. And exactly. We were tasting so many different wines. I remember there was a strawberry chocolate wine that was bomb. Yes. It tasted that same experience you have when you bite into a chocolate covered strawberry. It was the same exact flavor and everything.
It's crazy.
Oh my goodness. They even they were like, well, if you all have some time and you know you're not rushing, well, we can do something else for you as well. And mind you, when he was like letting us taste all these different wines, I was like sitting there, you know, like babysitting my cups, swirling it around, trying to be fancy. And then he would go to pour another cup and he's like, what's going on? Why you guys not drinking fast enough? Come on. Right. Like, he was telling us to pick up the pace.
Right.
I was like, oh my goodness.
And granted, this couple, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. they make wine. So they probably do this every day.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and do what you need to do. But it was just the simple fact that someone actually took the time, set you down, and make you realize, hey, you can do this on your own as well.
Exactly.
It's not that hard as other people make it out to be. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the kicker was you can write wine off on your taxes. That was the real reason why we went.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Okay. So who knows what's coming in the future for QKJJ, okay?
Hello.
I was too excited. And on top of that, when he said, if you all have some time, I can get this machine going. Oh, my goodness. After tasting all that wine, y'all, he then proceeds to say, oh, let me just throw in another bottle of wine into this, what would you even call that? That was like a kind of like a daiquiri machine, but it wasn't a daiquiri machine. It was ice cream. It was like wine ice cream. So yes, it had like the little pull down handle and everything.
It was more like, if you want to say, like an icy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was.
Yes, it was amazing. like a icy, like slushy type of thing. And it was crazy. He was like, he poured another bottle of wine in it, and he was like, okay, it's going to get growing after a while. You know, it just has to settle back. It mixed all together and then came out frozen. He gave us these huge cups, and we were just sitting there drinking. And he was like, come on. He was like, why you still have stuff in your cup? And it was just amazing. That was probably the best time that I had in a long, long time, being there with him, his wife, and just drinking wine, sharing good conversation, and just all the positive energy that was there. We had customers that were coming in and out because they had, didn't they deal with like repair or something as well? So people were like coming in and out, like getting their different tools and stuff.
Oh, no. So their shop was set up where, exactly what you mentioned, you could actually stop by, take a class, or you could literally just pick up the items that you need, mm-hmm. and they'll help you. Now, I believe there may have been something else according to their business, whatever else that they were doing. But the overall fact, okay, is you can go through this process. You can look it up on your own, go to a winery that's near you, but take the opportunity to take healthier options, because you don't know what's being produced, mass produced. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some top notch or good companies out there that's actually producing some good wine. That's completely, mm-hmm. That's completely up to you. But if you want to be independent, if you mm-hmm. want to know the ingredients, if you want to have a little bit of ego and pride and say, I made this on my own, and you want to share it to friends, family members, co-workers, associates, yes. to push yourself out there, there's an open opportunity for everyone. You just have to, really stick to what you think your niche may be and what you think you may be good at. And I think everyone mm-hmm. likes fluids. I think everyone likes wine.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm about to look up and see how many gallons of wine you can legally have.
Yes. So it depends on what state you live in.
It's per person.
Per person, right. So that's the funny part. The couple that was helping us, they stated that they also made wine for their furry friend, their dog. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. And go ahead and tell them. Yes. Go ahead and tell them.
So it says that it's the same amount as beer, mm-hmm. like consumption. You can have that same amount on hand as far as like if you brewed your own beer or whatever. And it says an individual adult can make up to 200 gallons of wine a year for personal use if there are two or more adults in your household. So you can make 100 gallons per calendar year per adult in your home, okay? I mean, I'm just saying, you need to be clearing out a room in your home now, making sure it's nice at the perfect temperature where the wine needs to be at to facilitate correctly.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
It's legal. And they said per person in the home, so, count the kids.
That's what I'm saying.
Because there's some, let's not even play games. There are some nations, some countries, developed countries out there.
Some cultures.
Mm-hmm. Cultures that the age is quite different. And of course, the wine isn't as alcoholic, isn't as strong. Mm-hmm. But the flavor is there. But that's what we're talking about, understanding what's inside of the ingredients. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. You have to understand your ingredients, what's being given to you. And especially if you want to teach your kids, young adults. Yep. Hey, look, you're old enough to learn about this, but let me take you through the process. It's one thing to tell a person no or to say X, Y, Z, but it's another thing to take them through the process and the steps.
Exactly.
And that's just one thing that we want to share with you. Taking through critical steps.
Yes, take the process. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's all about the process sometimes.
And it's all legal. That's the main part. Legal. It's all
when
legal.
I first heard that fact, I was like, why isn't everybody brewing? Why isn't everyone brewing their own beer, making their own wine? Like, what is going on?
Right.
Y'all know about the hooch, okay?
Right.
We ain't got to be in those predicaments.
Not like at like Prohibition wasn't that long ago.
I'm just saying, okay, when we used to watch those shows that had the different tills and stuff in the forest and stuff, and they had to make sure that they didn't get caught by like the cops or whatever.
Oh, what was that called? It was a show. Oh man. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Moonshiner.
Now, again, yes. 1920, December 5th. Excuse me. From 1920 to December 5th, 1933. This was Prohibition mm-hmm. in the United States.
I can't believe it lasts that long.
Hello. 1920 to 1933 from December 5th. Yeah, man. I mean, they cut right in the middle of the Great Depression. They cut right in the middle.
Yeah, because people couldn't afford it. Probably.
I'm sure. I'm quite sure.
What better time to make it illegal than then, when people can't buy it anyway? That's a good excuse.
Wouldn't it be?
Oh, conspiracy theory, y'all.
Conspiracy theory.
Anyway. So this week we're going to do. I'm thinking this week is probably going to be a short episode.
Right.
I know last week we touched on self-discipline and accountability, and that's definitely going to segue into our topic for today.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any man news that you, like, missing, media absent news that you wanted to share, or no?
Oh, you mean...
Oh my gosh.
Missing action news.
Media absent news.
Hey. It's missing. No.
They're missing in action news.
Media absent news, you all. All right. Do I have any? Well, you made me aware of a story. It was regarding teens in Alaska.
Oh my goodness, yes. That happened last month, but
yes,
I don't know if a lot of people caught on to it because of the simple fact that certain situations get more coverage than others. You know, we're going to need a play-by-play of certain cases, but other cases... They don't do that. I'm just trying to stay on the very surface. You know, I don't want to go too deep. But there, I was listening to one of the podcasts that I listened to.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage anybody else to go listen to this podcast because they are amazing. It's called The Thick. And they spoke about a group of teens
mm-hmm.
who... believed that, okay, they were told by someone that they thought was a billionaire, I believe, a billionaire or a millionaire, that they were supposed to rape and kill their friend and record the entire thing.
Yes.
For $9 million.
Yes. Yes. Now, this story has been actually updated a few times.
Mm-hmm.
You can definitely go check this out, but...
Please do. It's definitely worth the read and worth the videos. Look through the videos as well.
Now, it says Denali Brahim.
Yes, but Denali was the main 18-year-old from Anchorage. This happened in Alaska. And she was the one that had the most contact with the alleged millionaire. Turns out he was a 21-year-old living in his parents' basement.
Yeah.
Not that living in your parents' basement is anything out of the ordinary, but he wasn't a millionaire, pretty much, okay?
Right.
But she was the main point of contact between him and her group of friends.
Exactly. Now, from what is being told about this story, federal court on charges of conspiracy, production, and distribution of child pornography.
Mm-hmm.
And they will face first-degree murder and other counts in state court. But
They took the victim's name is Cynthia Hoffman. 19. She was 19 years old. They took her on a hike on June 2nd and shot her in the back of the head.
Man.
Okay? Like,
now, authorities say that Denali. Okay, so
she's obviously, if she didn't give her friend that time of day, we're not gonna give her last name that time of day.
Denali, from what authorities say, plotted online and by text with Darren Schmiller.
Yes, that was 21. That's the 21-year-old millionaire living in his parents' basement.
Who court's documents say that he lives in Indiana.
Okay. Yes, he actually lives in Indiana, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, he did pose as online as a millionaire named Tyler and offered Denali $9 million as they said to kill Hoffman, Cynthia Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
And as mentioned, he also wanted them to send videos and photographs of the murder.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that was from the Alaskan Department of Law. Federal courts documents allege Denali also directed, court's document also alleged that Darren directed Denali to sexually assault an 8 or 9 year old and a 15 year old and then send the videos to him. All right. This is the alleged millionaire Darren, who stated his name was Tyler, to Denali. All right, Cynthia's friend, Denali. This is crazy. But, you know, wow. Denali told investigators that she did, and the video of the 15-year-old was recovered by investigators.
This is such a...
I'm lost for words, bro.
Exactly. This is just such a messed up story. Just showing the time period that we're in. And just the fact that we aren't... what would you say? We're just not... We're absent?
I'm going to use the words of the U.S. Attorney for the District of Alaska, Brian Schroeder. When he warned the parents of teenagers, not just in Alaska, this is across all 50 states, and I think this just needs to be spread out across the globe.
Exactly.
For all the good the internet can do, it can be a dark place, and parents would be wise to monitor the activities of their children online.
Wise.
Very wise words.
Mm-hmm.
Very early wise words.
And the thing as well, when it comes with that said as well, we need to be verbal with our children as well.
Absolutely.
Because there is not enough communication. We're just talking at the children or speaking at the children instead of pure communication and letting you know, hey, I'm telling you to not do A, B, and C because of this, that, and that. But it's more of a, hey, don't do that just because I said so. Well, that's not good enough nowadays. They need to know why you're asking them not to do this.
Yes.
So they can have some type of accountability within themselves.
Boom.
I'm not supposed to do this because I know it's this, that, and this.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's not hard.
Now, Denali, which is Cynthia's friend, the victim, Cynthia's friend, Denali faces up to 30 years if convicted of conspiracy to produce child pornography, 30 years if convicted of production of child pornography, and 20 years if convicted of distribution of child pornography. Listen, talk 80 years on the books.
Tyler faces production, conspiracy, and receipt of child pornography charges.
Mm-hmm.
And an additional charge of coercion and enticement of a minor.
Yes.
If he's convicted of that, he faces a mandatory minimum of 10 years?
A minimum.
Maximum sentence of life. Okay.
Now, hold now. Now, Tyler, which is real name, his real name, again, is Darren Darren Schmiller. Darren Schmiller, 21.
Who's in jail, he's just going to be Darren.
Who quoted his name was Tyler, and he posed as an online millionaire. Granted, again, he lives in Indiana, New Salisbury, Indiana at that. But it just goes to show you, with everything stacked, okay, the young lady, definitely gone. Two out of them three charges are going to stick,
mm-hmm.
for a fact. 60 years on the books.
Mm-hmm.
Over. All right. But what we're getting, what we're dealing with is exactly what the U.S. The U.S. Attorney for the District of Alaska, Brian Schroeder, mentioned. You know, it's just wise if parents just monitor the activities of their children online. It's good to literally just take the time, because you don't know who's communicating. You don't know if this person is still within the States or across the waters or right down the street. You don't know. And it's best because of this aspect. And to be fair, at one point in time, of course, we were all children. We thought as a child. Mm-hmm. And then we got older and we started to grow and produce more adult-like thoughts. And that's even...
What are adult?
What are adult? Exactly.
But I always have a problem with that.
It just goes to show... It really does go to show you that... even with the information that's being provided, there's a mandatory minimum here of 10 years.
That's such a little time for everything that happened. Like, a whole person... I'm just ready to move on from this story because I don't want to get into the obvious cliche here where if this was a black man that enticed all of these children to do this, trust and believe, throwing away the key, slapping the book on that ass, okay? Mm. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
It was supposed to be. They're supposed to be best friends. You know, Cynthia.
I heard the victim of the dad said that he felt like the relationship between the two girls was one-sided. Felt like his daughter, the victim, was more excited about being Denali's friend than she was.
Denali Bermeer also took it some steps forward. Not only did they bound and duct tape Cynthia Hoffman, they planned this a month in advance, apparently. Mm. The plot began in May, all right? But the issue that I'm having with is Denali was able to recruit minors.
Two other minors that I'm not sure if they're releasing their information yet, but they weren't the other day.
Right. The information does show one minor, and then it shows another one that's actually an adult. But they released it. The information's out there.
Bound with duct tape, shot in the back of the head, and pushed into a river near a hiking trail outside of Anchorage. Y'all...
And now they're saying that, of course, the victim had a learning disability as well. So much is going to go into it. The victim had a learning disability as well.
Don't add insult to injury. Okay? Now was not the time to bring up said learning disability. What the flip does that have to do with anything?
The victim.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. What does that have to do with anything?
That also mounts into the
her decision making skills.
I guess it would say the decision making, the decision also going into who's going to be the judge and the jury during this whole process. We don't know which route. We don't know which route, but they're definitely going to throw that in there. But again, like you said, it just
paint
goes to show
the story
you.
Story, however you want to.
It just goes to show you. They, you know, shot their friend, and someone would say that. What did they call that when putting them down on the ground and shoot people?
Execution.
Right, execution style. Exactly. Done. Okay. At any point, you check laws about war, about rules of engagement. I guarantee you, any soldier do this. Done. Over and done with. Rules of engagement. Viewing this...
Basic rules of engagement.
It's totally, you know... There's a lot of sugarcoating that's going on. But we'll see.
Sugarcoated.
We'll see. We'll see. You know, we are going to see.
Oh, my goodness. So... I will say that I'll follow that up with some inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Because that's definitely needed after that moment.
Please.
I will say, if there's something that you're trying to acquire within your life, make sure you do it with purpose, okay? Do mm-hmm. nothing without intention. And be hungry. That means going full-fledged for it, no matter what it takes. Don't hurt yourself. Don't kill yourself. Don't, you know, overexert yourself or anything like that. But just be hungry and be prepared for whatever it is that you're trying to obtain, what you're calling to yourself. Once it arrives, you have to be prepared. Mm-hmm. Because you never know when you're going to get another opportunity. And that's some special information that I think that a lot of people need to hear, because there's a lot of people who are working on things in their lives and they're trying to figure out why it's not working out or why is it taking so long. You just have to be hungry, be prepared, and do it with intention. If you have any type of, you know, like malice towards what you're doing, or you have any type of, you're just not putting that positive energy in towards it, you're going to get what you put into it. Mm. Straight like that.
Straight like that, yeah. That's true. Pretty much.
Do you have some black inspiration or positive energy to share with everyone?
That always gets me, because I always hear so many negative things.
Exactly. That's why I thought this like a very important segment, just to like take a break after all that, especially the man news that we talked about today. It's just important to take a break and realize that, hey, I'm here. I'm still, I don't even like saying getting through, but in reality, that's what I hear from a lot of people. When you ask them, a lot of people we ask, especially when we're working events and we're asking them, how are you doing today? Mm-hmm. They're like, not too bad, but who cares anyway? And it's like, dang, like, so we get that feedback all the time. We ask people, how are you doing? People are like, who cares? It's just like, damn, like, just the simple fact that people feel as though people aren't being kind to one another and just not caring. It's just a really sad state to live in.
I'll say this. Here's something that's a positive that we can talk about. Mm-hmm. Boom. We're going to jump into something that's going to help, and hopefully we're going to push this out that it can help. It seems as though on Thursday, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a Raise the Wage Act, and this would make $15 an hour a reality for nearly all American workers by 2025. From the current national minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. Okay. The reason why I'm going to push that out as something being positive is exactly the last line that you heard there, or the last few words that you heard there. Someone getting paid $7.25 an hour currently today makes no sense. This is my viewership, and some may say, why are we paying people $15 an hour to flip a burger or something stupid? And bruh,
the same just, reason.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead. You gotta get that out. Have to get that out.
Let it go. Let it go. Because people are, like I say all the time, people are full of shit. Okay, they want to live in denial on what they will tolerate and what they won't tolerate. People will sit there and say, why $15, you know, dollars an hour? The same reason why people are out there making millions of dollars every few minutes. Sure. Why not?
Sure.
People cannot survive off of $15 an hour today. And you're telling me in 5 years, this is 2025, you say, right?
2025.
So you're predicting the economic climate in 2025 to be $15 an hour is going to be enough to suffice. Good luck out there, okay? One of the things that we were going over, like, I think it was a few weeks ago, we talked about this several times, is that you can't expect anybody to take care of you.
Sure.
You know, and this is positive. People may say, well, you're just, you know, ranting, but this is a positive message, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't expect anybody to take care of you, okay? You have to obtain things yourself. Sometimes you will have to snatch things, okay? Sure. And I mean snatch, okay?
we're just going to go into just a small detail, and also the individual that sponsored this bill into play. We want to thank Robert C., nicknamed Bobby Scott. Robert Bobby Scott is a Democrat from Virginia. But we do want to thank him for introducing him back in January 16th, 1920. These outcomes that end up happening over 7 years, because it's going to happen slowly. I don't know why I said seven. Seven. I'm sorry. These 7 years, like you said, I don't know how someone goes into the aspect of actually predicting the future of the economy over 7 years, but we just want to thank those individuals that actually started it, sponsored it, and put it together, because there's no way currently and in the future for anyone to survive off of $7.25. I'm just laying it out.
I will also say, have yourself some side hustles, okay?
Absolutely.
I remember when we were talking about this, this was around the time that the government shut down.
Yes, it's true.
And people were literally not getting paid, not able to pay their mortgages. It's probably true. A lot of people were placed without a home.
Yep.
Just thinking that someone else holds your entire existence in their hand and they could just at any moment say, not even gonna, you know, give you what you need to sustain yourself or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a couple side hustles going. You're 9 to 5, that's nice, but you need to have a couple side hustles on the side. If you're good at counseling or consulting, you can definitely get paid for your online counseling or consulting. You can do mystery shops. They're always looking for a different mystery shop. You can eat for free doing mystery shops and get reimbursed, okay?
Yeah.
Like, take your whole family out to eat off of a mystery shop and be good.
Enjoy yourselves as well.
That's what I'm saying.
Make whole memories.
Yeah, they have hotel mystery shops. You can go do a whole spa day in a hotel.
Yep.
Tell people how that was. They have bank mystery shops.
Yep.
You can, teach a class nearby if you're good at that. I know Michaels, I believe it is. It's either Michael. I think it's Michaels. They actually pay people to, not sure how much, pay people to tutor classes or whatever. But you can always do exactly what you see other people doing on social media. Set yourself a little online, an online conference type space, I'm thinking of the actual word for it, but you pretty much can host an online class pretty much. And you invite everyone to your room. It's like a chat room pretty much. Invite everybody to your room, share your screen, showing people little tidbits or just whatever it is that you are great at. Send that information out to other people and you can charge little things along the way.
Exactly.
You know, just have something.
Yep.
Have something. Whatever it is, you can do transcription jobs. Transcribing different things. That pays.
Mm-hmm.
Just have something out there for yourself. Don't only depend on that one check, just because unfortunately it's not enough to suffice. Definitely, definitely not.
Absolutely.
All right, so it's about that time. Smile and honesty pledge. You can say it with us.
To the best of our knowledge, we will be honest without compromising ourselves
or any parties who wish to take part.
Mm-hmm.
Doing your own research is a necessity.
Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts.
Most importantly, remember
to always smile, because you have the weapon of knowledge.
Perfect. So, we are going to get into today's topic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any breaking news besides the fact that we are still without world peace?
My goodness. All of those individuals homeless, but so many spaces for people to actually lay their head. Yeah. My goodness.
Mm-hmm. Just that breaking news.
Still without
world peace. Okay. Mm. All right. We're going to get into our topic, and this is a topic that we have been wanting to talk about for a very long time. Mm-hmm. But we had to think about how we wanted to attack it. Exactly. You know, because there's so many different ways to attack it. And this is not going to be all of our opinion around it, just because there's not enough time in the day for us to go over this topic as thorough as it needs to go into. Mm-hmm. And if you all leave us like some feedback and say, you know, we'd love for you all to do another episode on that, we'll definitely always do that. Always welcome the feedback. Okay.
Okay.
So our topic for today is debt.
Drum roll.
Okay. Oh. Right. I didn't even do a drum roll. It's mine was kind of like a horn, like a medieval type of.
Exactly. Because the practices are definitely medieval torture.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, I was going to say primitive, okay?
Very.
Very, very primitive. The reason why, or what kind of forced me to like, okay, let's just go ahead and talk about this so we can get some of our feelings out and then move on.
Yeah.
Was because I saw a post posted from one of those social media sites. I'm not going to say who because, you know, whatever.
Right.
So they pretty much said you turn 18, realize that your parents ruined your credit score, and it's sitting at 530 points, and they also put you $40,000 in debt. Do you press charges and get it wiped from your credit, or work to pay it back? ? So y'all know the comments were lighting up, okay?
Yeah, they were lit.
They were on fire. Like, there was hundreds of thousands of comments, okay? And I'm just going to preface this with a fact right quick. So as of June 2018... Okay, now they have it updated to 2009. So, as of 2019, okay, the current U.S. student debt is $1.52 trillion. And 44.2 million people owe debt. The average student debt, is $38,390. The median student debt is between $10,000 and $25,000, while 2% of borrowers owe $100,000 or more. I almost passed out. I almost fainted just now.
Let's just talk about this first thing. What can you buy for that amount of money? All right. And I'm just trying to make sure that I'm looking up some simple things that we can purchase. One, with $38,390, you can have a very efficient business.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know how. Anyway, go ahead.
With $38,390. You could have probably purchased some land.
Yep.
With $38,390, you probably could have invested.
Boy, could you have invested. Could have had you a couple of Bitcoin. Okay.
For $38,390, you possibly could have bought a tiny home.
Several of them, a little community. They're only about 10, 7, they 5,000 to good up. About that 38. Because the one that we looked at, that trailer with the heated floors and everything, was like 32,000. No. No, excuse me. That was 14,000 for that trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you could have had a couple tiny homes.
Could have had a couple tiny homes. Now, this is the last one for y'all.
And land.
It's the last one for y'all. For $38,390, you could have bought yourself a 2019 Tesla Model 3. Now,
one Tesla, please.
This is the average student loan debt. That 38,300. and $90. And it's just something to think about because, okay, you may, oh, Tesla's going to depreciate. All right, cool, cool, cool. You got me with one of them, but it's cheaper. A Tesla right now is $35,000. MSRP, I'm pretty sure, depending on how you do it, you might not, you may be able to skimp it off here and there, whatever the case may be. Just looking at that amount, and for those that chase that and want to go to school, nothing wrong, do you?
Yes, we're not even getting to that point yet. Like, let us do this first,
yeah,
and then we will do that, but exactly. First this.
Right. Why we say, why we're going into this topic. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of individuals out there, all right? And I'm sure that those individuals, a lot of those individuals, that are hit the hardest with student loan debt, mm-hmm, are those that never finish college. And
raise your hand.
And some of those that may raise your hand, it may be outside of your own control as well. And things do honestly happen. One is the aspect of business. First thing you need to know about college, it is a business, and the association of it as a whole is a entity, a corporation, and definitely an enterprise, depending on what you put the brand in front of it. But it in itself, for someone to validate who you are by X amount of time that you spent in that facility and paraded around in the colors and the symbol and the branding of this institution, so be it. So be you. You deserved it. All of those wonderful memories, spending your honest, hard money on expensive books. Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
The knowledge is within the books. And the last time I checked, there are still libraries that are able and have been equipped to hold not only your thirst for knowledge and understanding and wisdom, mm-hmm, but also they've built up a nice reputation to give you a starting point. Mm-hmm. Now, again, do you need a place that's going to validate you? Now, I don't know the last time I spoke with a librarian where they can validate me and just write on a piece of paper that, you know, I'm good to go. That library is an institution, mm-hmm, that validated me. But when I go to an institution like a college or a university, mm-hmm, they validate me to move on and to further ourselves. And there are some that, you know, we may say millennials, even older baby boomers that are still dealing, mm-hmm, with student loan debt. And a lot of this, you know, we have to point in one specific place.
Yes. I also like the fact that I was watching a video today and an ad came on and it said, this is a degree, mm-hmm, also known as the most expensive piece of toilet paper that you'll, mm-hmm, ever own. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought that was cute.
It's cute, but it's real for a lot of individuals. And why I say it's going to go back to one place, and it really deals with you and who you are. What are you chasing? What are you going for? Are you, mm-hmm, doing it for yourself, or are you doing it for someone else? Mm-hmm. You know, it happens, but the understanding is, are you going to finish it is the question. And how do you finish it? There's different ways of thinking about that. Mm-hmm. No one gives you an out game. They always kind of tell you to start it, but do they ever tell you specifically how to finish it? There are out games, mm-hmm, that we all have to follow through. And you don't have to stop, but we're going to overall talk about this debt. All right?
Yes.
We're going to talk about this debt because from mid-2014... 2016, 3.9 million undergraduates with federal student loan debt dropped out. And that was according to the analysis of federal data by the Hedger Report, the Hedginger Report, a nonprofit news organization. Excuse me if I got that wrong. But it's just the amount of undergraduates that were unable to continue. That's 3.9.
That's
3.9 people that dropped out.
3.9 people. You mean 3.9 million people.
3.9. Jesus.
What would 0.9 of a person be?
Ha! People always say 1/5 of a person. You know.
Shoot, I was gonna say. All right, anyway. I like that one better.
But just between that mid-2014 to mid-2016, 3.9 million undergraduates with federal student loan debt dropped out.
Mm-hmm. And most of the time you're dropped out, right around that time, it's time for you to tells you to pay for your classes. After you've been, some classes they let you enroll and you go through classes halfway through the semester, and then not halfway through the semester, but after a week or two of you taking that class, they'll say, hey, you need to confirm your payment, you know, whether it's going to be paid through student loan or you need to get on a payment plan.
Right.
And a lot of people just got caught up in that area of space right there where you're like, I can't get any more. I don't want to take out another loan, but I don't want to be on a payment plan as well because I'm not going to be able to pay the payment plan.
See, and now here's the thing. The default rate among borrowers who didn't complete their degree is 3 times as high as the rate for borrowers who did earn a diploma. Easy. When these students stop taking classes, they don't get the wage bump that graduates get that could help them pay back the loans. It really goes down to the perception as well. Because I know someone else is probably going to come with their own argument. Why don't you go for something that pays higher? Well, like anything in life, it becomes oversaturated if too many individuals pile something, right? You can't have too many engineers. You just can't have too many educators out there. You can't just overpower where you're spending the majority of your money and doctors. Oh goodness, if we had an overload of doctors and scientists and lawyers, just the overhaul. But it's a game. It's mm-hmm. they'll state that it's oversaturated, and then there's areas where it's apparently dry.
Exactly. So I'm glad that you brought that up as well, because I made the mistake of actually getting into a discussion with someone online who knows if they're a real person or not. But either way, when they posted about the U.S. has now, it was like over 25,000 jobs just were posted online for everyone when they do that huge drop of all the jobs they claim they still have available and do the showing where the unemployment rate has substantially went down or has went up. That was around the time that they posted something, and I was just saying, well, every time they come out with that list and showing, not list, but every time they come out with that statement saying, hey, all these 22,000 jobs are available, they never post what jobs they are. What type of jobs are they?
Exactly.
There should be a list of each job and each employer.
Exactly.
So you can go ahead, click, and apply to said job. That doesn't make any sense. And then on top of that, I was also telling the person online that there should actually be, I just left a comment. It wasn't even a discussion at first. I just left a comment saying, if people are going to go to school for certain things, there should be a guarantee that you're going to get a job in that discipline. There should be no questions asked. And the person pretty much responded saying, well, there's no way possible that everyone could possibly be able to secure a job in their discipline. And it's like, well, what are we going to school for?
Exactly.
You know, it would be nice to know that up front. It would be nice to know that, hey, you may not get a job in this field, so just go to school for something like business or finance or something that you can drop into pretty much any discipline that you want.
Apparently, if it's not oversaturated.
If it's not oversaturated. It's so...
So, and to be fair, to be quite fair, while we went back to that amount of a minimum wage is... You'll push a front for individuals and state, let's blow up this rate that makes it look good. Let's give these large corporations, large enterprises, opportunity for business. Yeah, we can start flooding the market, give them something. So a quote unquote trickles down. It's a trickle down theory.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we're in a nation that was created heavily on
capitalism. Not socialism, because apparently that scares the crap out of people. And several other things. But just to get straight, just to get straight into the education aspect, you can't take away from jobs being open, but what positions? And then how much that position pays. Is it really worth it for that person? And like you mentioned, I shouldn't have to sacrifice as well whether or not I go into this field, spend this money to be validated by this said institution, who that institution is actually on a list itself of other institutions to be validated within this culture that runs across on being competitors and, like I said before, capitalist. So it's not to throw a shade, because there's people that do good things being a capitalist, but it's about that. It's about that whole structure of, are we actually utilizing all of the resources 100%? And it shows that through nature in general.
What the breaking news was? We are not using all the resources.
Obviously not. And that's why I love how we start and how it ends, because there's a great understanding. You can validate yourself the same way that individuals validate you for a piece of paper. You have to be confident, not only in what you say, but what you do. Do the practice, definitely put the work in.
Yep.
Study, go to the places that's going to help you, whether it's a library or if it happens to be an institution that is branded and has a big old name and it has a beautiful team and they can do really good things and draw in more money for all of our entertainment. But if that's what you want to do, just understand the contract and the consequences when it deals with a business. And the fact that you said that guarantees that if more individuals went into business and the leverage of understanding licensing, understanding the aspect of running a company, just a share company, how many schools will we have? Will we have more schools? Will more people open up schools since it's such a brilliant business?
Who knows? It's better. You know, you're better off investing into a sure thing like a private prison or something.
Curveball.
I'm just saying. Like, I heard that on a movie I was watching the other day, and I was like, I mean, they let you know. They drop these bombs for a reason. They let you know where their money is going, what they're contributing to, and what they're facilitating.
Yeah.
Well, simple as that.
I mean, they are definitely regulated by the state. They have to be validated by the state themselves. So, you know, at least that private prison, those prisoners, they won't come to me complaining.
Okay.
Apparently.
Okay. I'm just going to fund the thing. Y'all do everything else. Yeah. I'm not going to get my hands dirty.
I mean, we're not paying them anyway. And we already have them branded, so... We told them we'll just give them a place to sleep and we'll feed them. And they ain't got to worry about nothing. They're in a nice, you know, this nice, hard, structured place where they can't leave until we tell them to. But we come around, we open it up. You know, everything's all synchronized. We're a lot of sarcasm if you can't catch it.
Yes, but that's definitely a lot of sarcasm. We definitely, but with our sarcasm, we're hoping that you realize that there is... I'm laughing at what I'm saying. We're hoping that you realize that there's knowledge in there as well.
Are you picking up what we're putting there?
Exactly, because, like, honestly, because during just this, what people would probably say awakening period, or just being aware of your surroundings and certain things that's going on, it's really hard not to have some type of rage within yourself. So you have to find something or some place, some area, some aspect of it to where you can kind of be sarcastic about it, or kind of just call it what it is and then laugh and move on. Because like Paul Mooney, like, he puts everything out there, blunt, blatant, like what people don't want to discuss, he puts it out there and then ha 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 and we all move on.
Right.
And it's like, so many people would never even talk about those things, never even touch on those subjects. So it's just, we're just touching on these subjects and just hoping that, just sparking your thought process, sparking the, invoking thought.
invoking thought.
Yes.
Because it's still legal.
Yes, thinking is still legal now, okay? Now. Hasn't been classified as illegal yet, okay?
You guys, I know what the man news was, and I am so blown.
We're going back. Oh, gosh. I see what he's pulling up. That's why I'm laughing. Oh, my goodness. Because we watched a Shark Tank. And we saw something on Shark Tank. And when it was presented to the investors, they wrote it off very quickly. I feel as though this is one of those. It was turned into one of those things that they didn't invest in. But now it's going to be turned into something big.
See?
Oh, it is raining pretty hard outside right now. Oh my goodness.
All right, so what Queen is doing right now, she's going to go check on this weather right now because this is seeing a little, little great, you know, she loves the rain. Sitting out, watch nature do its thing. I wanted to go back to this about having confidence and validating yourself. And if you understand that process of, do you want to take the traditional route? And again, ain't nothing wrong. That's what you want to do. You can do that. But there are outs at the end of this. Elon Musk, this week, unveiled his most sci-fi project thus far. And it was a computer chip connected to especially slender wires with electrodes on them. All of this is meant to be embedded in a person's brain by a surgical robot. And it would only be about 2 millimeters of, you know, of this insertion that happened. The whole process would be the same as you're going to a physician that's checking your eyes.
Yes, LASIK surgery.
LASIK surgery.
It's just LASIK. Person. Just a little laser going just in little, your eye that could possibly kill you. Mm-hmm. And I would definitely never do LASIK after seeing that Final Destination version of it.
Now the implant would connect wirelessly to a small behind the ear receiver that could communicate with a computer. Now, Musk hopes that the implant created by his brain computer interface startup company is Neuralink could one day help quadriplegics control smartphones and perhaps even endow users with a sort of telepathy. You know, the fact there's some good ideas here. Wow. There's some good ideas here. But as Bay talked about before, we sat back and we saw this on Shark Tank.
Yes.
Shark Tank.
Someone came in saying the exact same thing.
It was probably around 2008, 2009.
It was like an earlier episode. I'm not sure what season we're on now, but it was definitely an older episode. DJ was looking a lot younger.
Exactly. They wrote that man off. And actually, one of the Shark Tank said the shark said it's a good idea, but not for this time.
Yes, he said you're ahead of your time, like Common.
Right, just like Common. But the crazy part is now we're seeing it in real time. Now, I hope that gentleman is still around. But for that fact is just starting with Elon Musk himself, came out electric car guy. Boom, everybody's jumping at it. I told you about how much the student loan debt to you can owning one of these at a cheaper price of the actual median student loan debt and then still have some money left over and you can do what you would probably invest and still try to make your money back off a 25% rate. But here's the main focus. Elon came through with an idea. Mm-hmm. And then that idea attributed to a business that was pushed out. He is different. He is not like your traditional car company.
Mm-hmm.
He came out with an idea, set it in place, and now you can go out and you can actually go through the process. And we're not trying to push Tesla, but it's just the fact that you can do this as an individual with your idea. and that can be translated with the help of investors, which is just everyday folks that, you know, they're supposed to hold you down, have your back, and your community. You feel me? It's that simple. Your investors help you transition. You can help them with that investment. They can be introduced into a market. This market can be traded. And hopefully that investment turns out where it can translate into something bigger. Had a rocket that got pushed up into space. People were so in tune. The media was all over it. This guy sent up not just a rocket, but an electric car. And how long did it take, you know, us as a nation to do that? And granted, I'm not even going to say that. Like, that was like, you slide that. I'm not even going to throw all those beautiful black women underneath the bus like that. Excuse me. The individuals that help push America out in the space.
Had to force.
But anyway, what I'm saying is the fact that now he's been validated on different scales and margins where people are okay with crazy ideas. It's only crazy until someone proves it possible. Once it's possible, someone
validates it. Yeah.
Once someone validates your crazy idea, now it's just something sane that someone else can utilize. The implications of your thought can create a reality that you want. Simple, plain. Yes. And the fact that he can even think about an impact where all you have to do is set a group and say, I want to help these groups of individuals at least access a smart device or my car that we can modify. I think that's the way
he's trying to cover it up to be, but you already know there's going to be something else added to that. That's a very good reason to say why you want to do it now.
Of course.
But that's, I doubt that.
If I told you,
I doubt that that's the reason.
Allegedly. Now, if I told you I had to cure cancer, and I'm ready to push it out now, somebody's going to say, why now? Why you wait? Like,
exactly. why January 5th, 2086? Like,
why you wait now? Right. It's one of those things where, and again, someone go, okay, you're comparing apples to oranges. Cool. One, just stick with technology. You know, some people may ask themselves, why do we wait until we push out these types of things? One is to gain your interest, to make you aware of what's already been pushed out in front of you. If you're okay buying a couple hundred dollars for a new technology, you should be okay with buying a couple hundred dollars for a textbook or something that's going to improve your knowledge. And
these are basic investments in yourself.
Basic investments. And what someone won't tell you about your business, the same way that we told you about, if you want to start up a nice little winery, it's about you understanding how it can help you financially as well. Does it actually end up upgrading, producing some
aiding in it?
Aiding in your business, in your thought process, something that you can write off on your taxes afterwards.
Yes.
Technology and
optimization.
And optimization. Like, if you have the basic understanding, the same way that these businesses are set out to get you to invest in them, in the same way I just applied one individual to the rest of this world, you may not start out like Elon. Well, excuse me.
You may.
We all start out like Elon. And I'm sorry I even did that because I try to make him seem like a special. He's not. He breathes just like you. Goes and sit down on a bathroom that was created and invented by your ancestors just like you. And you have the opportunity to smile the same way and express your and invoke your thought and make it into a reality. Just take the time. Do the research. Yes. Have fun with what you're doing. Have fun with what you're doing.
Now pass the collection plate.
Pass it, please. Invoices all around.
You got to get the choir, get started on the song. You got to start the choir with the song first, and then you pass the collection plate.
Gotcha. All right, now.
Anybody need to be baptized? Come up now.
Come up now.
Let's get it over now.
Doors of church are open.
Yes. In the sanctuary.
The doors of the frequency and the hurts that are coming through your ears are open.
Are open, yes.
Open.
Make yourself open and available to new ideas. Yes. And you'll spark something different in yourself. Just know that you have a purpose here on this earth, and if you don't do your job, the rest of us will suffer.
That's true.
So do your job, you know, even on those days where you feel like, I just can't do all this. You can, you know, take some time. Like we always say, take time for yourself. Have a few minutes either every day or, you know, once a week, once a month that you are just selfishly by yourself doing whatever it is that you want to do.
Babe, you said, and I really heard this one. You said if you don't do what you gotta do, it's gonna affect someone else. Please give them a fun fact about a sheep, a butterfly, and an ant.
Yes, we were watching, what was it? It was just Amazing Animals. I think we were watching the deadly bug fights at first.
Yeah.
You know, we were watching bug battles at first, like one bug versus another bug. But we eventually watched and saw that there were ants.
Blue butterfly.
Yes, there. You knew what the species of the butterfly was?
Yeah. It's like this English blue butterfly, apparently. Mm-hmm. Now,
and it late.
Go ahead. No. Go.
I was just going to say the butterfly amazingly lays its larvae on the ground where the ants are, and the ants adopt the larvae as they grow older, and of course gets them out of the way from predators that would possibly attack it or whatever. And the ant brings the larvae down into their caves, into their, you know, little ant trench that they have going on their amazing different tunnels that they have. They bring the butterfly larvae down there. The larvae gets the nutrition that it needs to build itself the cocoon that it needs, and then it emerges as this wonderful blue butterfly. And it is just amazing, because what we realized was if the sheeps that are above ground don't do their job in gnawing at the grass and getting it down to a manageable height for the ants, then the ants won't be able to see the larvae, take the larvae back into their trench, and then help the larvae to grow into the butterfly that it's supposed to be. Mm. And when we saw that, it's just so many levels to this stuff. You know, so many levels. You're thinking, oh, just because I don't do this today, it's not going to matter. No one's going to care. It is gonna care.
It is gonna matter.
I like that I was passionate about it.
Very passionate.
It is gonna care. Oh my goodness, you all. No. But yeah, go ahead. So no. We're about to finish off with something.
Hey, you're on point. Everything that you said. If you're unable to go through this life and at least pass up the chance for you to expunge yourself in information, or at least expel some information out, help others, mm-hmm. then obviously you wouldn't be playing your part. Mm-hmm. But on that next level, where we're not even thinking about animals to that degree, they're playing in unison. Mm-hmm. They're playing in perfect unison, and I truly believe that we surround ourselves with the wrong things, definitely. We don't pay attention to the right things all the time as a collective, as pretty much conscious beings.
Yes.
I don't think that we always pay attention as a collective, as a society, as a whole. And we don't play those same roles that nature plays on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. They're playing their role. Nature plays its role. But we get caught up. But I think it's best if we just sit back sometimes, stay quiet, and if you happen to hear the thunder roll, that's nature talking to you the same way that you should look at the leaves of each season. There 1 minute, gone the next, they'll be back again.
And
I just kind of threw that out there, drawing it out. Just overall, play the role and do some research. Mm-hmm. It's just it's just nice to know what a little bit of help can do, mm-hmm. and how much impact that little small impact can actually make.
Yeah, I was just going to say, next time you see an aunt, just be grateful, because you don't realize the small impact that they make. And without ants, the soil and everything wouldn't be aerated the way it is, and the worms and everything, you know? Mm. So all the way down to that little myopic piece that you see, like this little tiny ant, like who cares? But it's that small part that it plays into the monumental part of the big picture that's put together.
And we're not saying if you see like a colony of ants in your home, just let them go at it. Because I'm telling you right now, that's the wrong thing to do. You're going to have a lot of missing food. There's going to be a lot of destructive and chaos. You're probably going to end up having some other stuff. No. But what we are saying is, just play your role, play your part. Nature is going to play its part. It's going to play its role too. And you don't always have to take the traditional route. There's always other options. There's always Go ahead.
I was just about to say, and sometimes playing your role means coming up out of that role. Because you need to make room for someone else to fulfill that role, because you need to be moving on to bigger and better things. Okay? Don't sit there and hold someone else's position when you need to be moving on to bigger things because you're scared to take that leap, okay?
And that goes all the way up to upper management.
Yes,
that goes all the way up to upper management. It's not just, and don't get me wrong, we're not just targeting, you know, individuals too that go through the traditional route. The individuals that put these institutions together, they understand. Mm-hmm. They get it. They've been a part of life. They're going through it. Yeah. They're set in. But it's about the end goal. How are we actually helping one another? Can't give me an opportunity and say, okay, you're going to get this piece of paper of validation. That's fine and cool. Mm-hmm. But if the opportunity doesn't present itself, and people can say a lot of things, oh, competition, where, whoop, whoop. You put in hours. Mm-hmm. You bought yourself around a branding, a whole institution bought you in. You signed a contract, bro. The moment you leave, and then it's like crickets, but the spots that can be filled are something that's paying $7.25, and you've determined, you know, put into your mind that, look, I haven't done anything wrong. I follow the rules and the regulations. Mm-hmm. I've gone through the process, done everything you're supposed to do. But out of everything else, the opportunity wasn't promised the way that it was given in that contract before you sign.
Don't be content in your position sometimes. Sometimes you got to come up out, okay?
Come up out.
Because sometimes you get content and you become complacent, and then that snowballs.
Yeah.
So we're going to leave you with that.
Yeah.
And we're definitely going to tackle this debt, student debt situation another time as well, because we didn't even give our whole other side actually going through the process. We didn't even give you that situation because I already know how long that episode
is going to be. The curveball, even with that. Things happen to people, and then sometimes you have to choose between
good and bad.
A roof over your home, or eating the next day, or trying to continue. That's a whole nother effect,
some
bro.
Education.
For real.
Educational food for my family.
Exactly. That's a whole nother aspect. And I, like Queen said, it's a large topic to dive into because there's so many avenues that
different
we can dive
layers.
Into.
There's an onion.
Yes, but we need to make sure that we're utilizing all of our resources collectively.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to use a resource, but are you using it properly? And that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the thing.
Absolutely. And we also don't have a love topic or a lesson.
Yes,
that
we do.
Really
love yourself. What do you mean?
Yeah. I was about to say, yes, we say that every week. I think that's assumed, you know? I feel like that's kind of hinted toward, because we always practice and promote self-love and just taking time for yourself. And I said that a couple I think like a couple moments ago or whatever.
You did. You did.
But I liked when we actually had a love topic to really talk about, because I know one time we had it was an older gentleman. He was probably about 90 plus years old, and he was like walking every day to go see his wife. He was doing push-ups and everything.
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So like I like stuff like that. He was walking to go visit his wife in the hospital. That was one of our first episodes that we did, and that story was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And so I want to have like a genuine love topic for you all next time, and we'll actually have another lesson that we'll dive into next time as well. But I knew this topic was going to be so long and, you know, just invoking so much thought in us that we had to make sure that we got this out. So you all know that's not all, but it's all for now.
Remember to write us at qk.jj@hotmail.com. Follow us on Instagram
at qk.jj. That's the business Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then @queenjam on Instagram for the page where you're just focusing on us, getting to know mm-hmm. us, what mm-hmm. we eat, what we mm-hmm. everything.
Mm-hmm.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Yeah, and embrace the facts. Conduct your own research.
Yes, remember to always conduct your own research and embrace the pure facts.
Yes.
Until next time.
Peace.